Now, shoulder injuries are a big concern. As a matter of fact, shoulder injuries for swimmers is the number one form of injury that statistically that swimmers experience. And there's lots of ways a person could hurt their shoulders that have to do with swimming, or they could happen outside of swimming, and swimming merely aggravates it or exposes that injury or that weakness in the shoulder. So there's lots of ways, things that we need to think about. So somebody comes to me with a complaint of shoulder injury or shoulder pain, you know, we wanna ask some questions and do some tests and find out what's going out on outside of the pool, not just inside the pool, to get an idea of what's going on and what would be our approach to that. But in this podcast, I wanna just give you a description of a common way, a common cause for shoulder pain, shoulder injuries, and something that you can look at in your own swimming and be aware of, because it's quite common. And it's very likely that you will notice you have room for improvement. Even if you're not feeling pain or soreness and you don't think there's thing, I bet once I describe this to you, it'll catch your attention. And you'll notice that you could possibly do a better job of this and lower your risk of injury further. So basically, in a nutshell, one of the biggest ways we hurt our shoulders is that we're not connecting the arm movement with the torso rotation, or we're not connecting it very well. So, you know, the arm, we think of it as this distinct object. It starts right there at the shoulder joint and continues on down to the fingers. And even the way that we think about training and building strength and stuff, people will exercise their arm or lift weights to strengthen their bicep or their triceps or their grip or something like this. But the arm can do nothing without also being attached to the shoulder, and the shoulder has to do and support whatever the arm is doing. And that shoulder is woven into the whole torso. So it's the tissues and the muscles and the tendons and everything, they're woven into the torso itself. So whatever the arm does, it is touching and interacting with the torso. Whatever the torso does, its movement is influencing the arm. And so we can either train in such a way that has those two working together, considerate of each other, and not merely considerate, but cooperative with each other in their movements, or we could train them and think we're training them separately and think we can actually strengthen those body parts separate from one another. And that approach, that separate viewpoint, is going to get us in trouble. Because whatever the arm does, the torso is going to be affected by. And whatever the torso does, it's going to influence the arm. So it's better for us to just train the two together. So the two areas of the freestyle stroke that I notice most often people are having soreness with is, number one is in the recovery swing, when they're swinging that arm forward. Okay. And then when they are beginning the catch and executing the catch underwater, where they catch and hold the water, sliding their body past. And when we do the stroke properly, in the way that we teach it, we understand it, that the torso is going to turn when the arm enters the water and extends forward into skate. And then when the arm sets the catch and pulls backwards, the torso is also going to turn to support that action. Now, what happens is that swimmers, I observe this quite often, swimmers are thinking of their recovery arm, swinging the recovery arm, and they're thinking of just kind of moving the lower arm. So I'll see them hold the shoulder in one spot and pivot the arm around that joint without sliding the shoulder forward. Okay? So if you notice right now, if you're standing up or sitting down, drop your shoulder down towards the hip. So you feel it drop, and now slide it up towards your ear, like you're shrugging your shoulder to your ear. Don't tilt your head down. Just simply drop the shoulder down to the hip and then slide it up towards the ear. See, look at that. Your shoulder slides right 3 or 4 inches, perhaps. The shoulder is meant to move and slide like that. So I noticed that during the recovery swing, quite a few people, if they're new to me or if they're coming in or if they're just having some problems, I'll watch this and I'll notice that their shoulder isn't sliding very much or at all. And they're trying to swing that arm around, but the shoulder joint itself is frozen in one spot. That's going to create impingement. That's going to create all these collisions of joints and tissues inside the shoulder joint, and it is not a pleasant thing. So we don't want to do that. We want to slide the shoulder forward while you're swinging the arm. So that's also going to open up that shoulder joint, and it's going to allow you a greater, it's going to allow your elbow to travel farther forward in front of your ear, so you can come to that high elbow entry position that we're looking for in the freestyle stroke. Okay, so number one thing, make sure that you're sliding your shoulder forward as you're swinging your recovery arm around from rear to front. Okay. Now, it's almost always happening. I notice this seems to be natural, but every once in a while I catch somebody, it's not. The shoulder, the torso is waiting for the moment, the entry moment, to start to rotate. It's waiting, allowing that arm to stay above the surface while it's swinging forward. And then when you get to somewhere where the entry point is, then the torso is ready to turn and bring that arm down into the water. Okay? It's just possible, though, that those two actions are not well timed in your movement. So pay attention to that as well. You want to, that torso is poised, staying rotated up, that side of your body's up, while the arm is swinging forward, while the shoulder is sliding forward. But then at the entry moment, that's when the torso and the arm together rotate down, and then the arm extends forward into skate position underwater. Okay. So you want to make sure the torso and the arm are rotating together. Then the other way that we need to look out for is, now that you're extended into skate, you're waiting for the timing of the stroke, the arm switch. When you're ready to set the catch, you want to start to apply pressure to the water, but then you want to pull on the arm, pull on the water with your hip. Don't pull from the shoulder. See, this is the thing, is that swimmers get into the habit of, since the shoulder muscles are small and they respond quickly, they want to take that stroke quickly, they want to yank on the water, well, the shoulder will start pulling and the torso isn't ready to start turning, or it can't turn fast enough to take up the load of the pull. So what we need to do is we need to gather water with the forearm, and as we're gathering with the forearm, we're starting to turn the hip. And then once the hip is starting to turn, once the torso is starting to turn, then we start pulling back with the shoulder to start pressing more, with more pressure against the water. And then this way we actually are able to transfer the load of the stroke to the torso, to the big back muscles. And this takes a lot of the stress off of the shoulder joint. Okay? So I hope you can see that then how this is working. So on the recovery swing, we want the shoulder to slide forward with the swinging arm. When the arm is entering the water, we want the torso to drop and bring the arm and carry the arm down into the water. And then when we're getting ready to set the catch and start applying more pressure, we want to let the torso pull, the turning of the torso pull on the water, rather than just pulling with the shoulder, with that sliding shoulder joint. So hopefully with the words that I've used, without giving you any pictures here, hopefully the words that I've used will help you get some ideas for focal points and what to examine in your stroke, just to see that you are really tying in the torso and the shoulder together so that those two are working together at the right moments, and the arm movements are tied into the torso as well. And if you'd like more on that, go into the freestyle drill resources, or excuse me, the video tutorial page. And I just made a video recently talking about the arm working its way through the stroke cycle and noticing the elbow and the elbow positioning. There's a couple new videos in there, I think at the bottom of the page, that'll be talking about this section of the stroke, and that should give you some more insights, okay? So let me know if you have any questions, and I hope that helps you.